I want to tell you. All right, so I played football in high school. I don't know if I ever had a concussion. Maybe my brother Scott did. He got a pretty bad concussion once, and I wonder if this new product. And we talked about this last week. This Power Plus mouth guard, invented and then perfected by Michigan doctor Michael Hutchinson. It's padded. Mouth guard for all athletes, not just football, all athletes. But here's what's crazy about this. It reduces concussions by 0.26%. And reducing concussions at all, well, that's remarkable. Apparently, you know, you get hit in the jaw, it, you know, rattles through your brain. You see stars, you know. On the cartoons, it's funny. In real life, not so funny. But here's what is really remarkable about this. And it's backed up by Michigan State and Wayne State University. It increases strength and speed by 16%. Lift more weights. You'll jump higher and run faster. You'll be like Steve Austin. Dun, 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 dun. You'll be the $6 million man. We can rebuild him. We have the technology. Give him this mouth guard. It's the Power Plus mouth guard. Don't know if that's quite true. But Michigan State University, Wayne State University have tested this mouth guard and certified that, yes, your strength will be increased by 16%. I don't get it yet. I've got one here. All right? I'm going to the gym today. If I rip the, you know, the machines out of the floor and walk around like the Incredible Hulk, then you'll know what's happened. All right? Anyhow, PowerPlusMouthGuard.com. You can find out more. PowerPlusMouthGuard.com. PowerUp 2022 is a promo code that'll save you 10%. So if you got somebody that's going to go play sports, soccer, football, heck, anything, right? If it creates more power, more speed, if you're a cross-country runner, whatever you do in the fall, right? Power Up 2022, your promo code, PowerPlusMouthGuard.com. You know, I've got one sitting here. I'm going to check it out. And Dr. Michael Hutchinson, I mean, it's patented and it's proven by university studies. So I guess that's what I need to know, and you do too. Here's the next most frightening thing that I have seen. The Biden administration is kind of jockeying to try to get to this national climate emergency. National climate emergency. So they would have COVID power forever. They could lock you down. They could tell you when you could drive your car, whether you could eat meat or not eat meat. They could tell you all these things. National climate emergency. If you have a carbon footprint that's, I mean, come on. Well, it's hot out. Yeah. July and August are usually hot. It's called summer. Yeah, and guess what? Those glaciers have been melting for 12,000 years. That's why we have Lake Michigan. God bless climate change. God bless global warming. It gave me the Great Lakes, 20% of the world's fresh water right here in Silver City, better known as Michigan. Oh, and don't forget the Mississippi River. God bless the rivers. You know, gave me the Mississippi Delta, New Orleans jazz, Cajun food, by extension. It's crazy, but the LA Times, the editorial board, publishing a piece Friday calling on the Biden administration to declare a climate emergency. I mean, it would give him executive power until it was all cut back by the Supreme Court. Yeah, with congressional action now looking more likely, will Biden's promise to confront the climate crisis with presidential proclamations, executive orders, and regulatory power go unfulfilled? We can only hope, LA Times. We can only hope. The climate change threat now is so dire that we need Biden to deliver on his pledge. That means using every executive and administrative power legally available to him to protect Americans from climate-fueled disasters. Like what? You're thinking? That's a disaster. Look, we're having a heat wave. Gee, they happen. The biggest heat wave in Michigan history, by the way, happened in 1937. That was also the year that we recorded the highest temperature ever in Michigan at 112 degrees. I believe that was at Mayo, 112 degrees. I'd have to go check on that for sure, but I think that's the location. The number is right. That week, we had 7 days over 100 degrees in Detroit. 102, 103, 104, 104, 107. 107 degrees in Detroit. 7 days straight over 100 degrees in the 1930s, back when they used mercury thermometers and got accurate readings, right? You see, because the climate numbers are skewed because they take and they measure the temperature in cities. Well, everybody knows the Native Americans knew hell. They cooked with hot rocks because they knew rocks retained heat. You know what? So does concrete. So if you're doing temperature measurements in an urban area, yeah, the numbers are going to be higher than when you had dirt streets. Gee, it's called science. I know that we get called science deniers, but fact of the matter is concrete retains heat. And if you have a thermometer over concrete, guess what? It's going to be hot. That's why when you go out at night in the city, it remains hotter than it does out in the country. Gee, give that boy a freaking medal. Here's your sign. Good to have you aboard for that. Here's your sign. Glad you're part of it. Let's see here. Don't forget to go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com. If you're ready to lose weight, if you're not in a hurry to get to the graveyard, well then, get to GruberHealth.com. You can lose weight, feel great, get off the meds, get your blood pressure down, get your diabetes under control. I did it back in 2018. Glad I did. And don't forget, if you're a business in Michigan, you need the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, michamber.com, michamber.com. There is strength in numbers. Thousands of members across the state giving you answers and insight you wouldn't otherwise have. And the price is so cheap, it's silly. michamber.com. Find out more. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
Lincoln, the 16th president of our United States. Most people know him as a man of great wisdom and vision. What many don't realize, however, is that when it came to finding late model sedans at government auctions, or even looking up a zip code, Mr. Lincoln's wisdom was sadly lacking. In fact, the citizens of that day knew it best not to even ask. Fortunately, now there's firstgov.gov, the official place to turn when you need information about federal, state, and local government. Whether it's how to get a student loan, renew your passport, or even apply for a small business loan. All three of which, as numerous historians have noted, were remarkably absent from Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. So go to firstgov.gov. Who knows? If Abe had it in his day, he could have checked out an auction and traded that drafty log cabin for a nice condo on Maui. firstgov.gov. A monumental source of useful information.